As concerns mount about the growing number of high school students who use e-cigarettes, WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports on a new initiative in one local school district that's trying to get students to stop vaping without suspending them.
If Monroe County School District suspended everyone who vaped, 45% of seniors would have been kept out of class at some point last year. That's according to data on e-cigarette use from the county's annual survey of public high school students. In the Greece Central School District, Assistant Superintendent Mike Zavitz saw the problem on the horizon.
First and foremost, you're losing instructional time. They're going to be falling behind their peers. Another thing was a lot of times these students would be home from school. Their parent would likely go to work. And if you put two and two together, what are they going to do if they're addicted to vaping? They're probably going to be home vaping.
But until last year, suspension was the go-to punishment for the vast majority of students caught vaping. Now, the district is trying a new technique. It's called a restorative approach. Stephanie Rago's been developing it with Zavitz. She's the district substance abuse prevention coordinator.
We can't just take a discipline approach because we need to treat it like a health issue. And if it's a true addiction, we know we need a little bit more of an intervention.
Rago says that intervention can't just be punishment.
When we're talking about a student who might be developing an addiction or a dependence, you can't just tell people stop it and then they can stop it.
There's evidence for this approach in psychiatry, too. Josh Wurzel is a resident at the University of Rochester Medical Center, working on research into reducing youth use of e-cigarettes.
It's unfortunately very hard to force someone to stop using their parents who have taken the vapes away from the kids, kind of kept them on the equivalent of like a house arrest, but kids often still vape behind closed doors.
The restorative model in the Greece School District starts with reflection. Students answer questions about their social and emotional well-being. Then they meet with a counselor and they share those answers. Then the learning kicks in. Rego says a lot of students don't realize how dangerous e-cigarettes can be. And then there's the restorative part. Zavitz says students vaping has ripple effects.
The teacher that is instructing the class that they're supposed to be in when they made the decision to vape, they're impacted by it. The assistant principal that's now having to process a disciplinary referral, make an uncomfortable call home to a parent, they're impacted by it. The parent's impacted by it. I could go on.
So together with an adult they trust, students caught vaping meet with a person they've harmed.
One student who went through the program invited the security guard. After having some time away from the event and going through the process, they admitted that they didn't act in a way that they wanted to act and maybe were disrespectful in the heat of the moment.
The process takes a lot of time, which is a commodity that's often in short supply in schools. But Rago and Zavitz say the point of all this is to save time in the long run, to give students the tools they need to avoid vaping or other harmful behaviors in the future. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.